Declan, why come back to this job?
Because it's Derry City Football Club. It's the biggest club in Ireland.
That simple?
Very much so. I've been a part of this club as a supporter since the day they came back in against Home Farm, 1985. I've followed the club the length and breadth of Ireland. Proud to play for the club, proud to win a league title with the club. Proud to manage and coach and be assistant manager through good times and bad times. It's just my club, and when the opportunity came to come back, I jumped at it. And when I leave this club again, it'll still be my club. It'll still be the club that will always be the closest to my heart. And I feel privileged and honoured that not only had the opportunity to manage this football club, I've had the opportunity to manage this football club twice. I've hopefully learned from my mistakes. I've hopefully more to offer. I'm wiser, I'm more mature, and know what it takes. But ultimately, you need a bit of luck. You need a bit of you need good players, and you need good people, and we're trying to build that.
You didn't seem to do much wrong the last time. You'd had a good run here.
Wait. Listen, the last time was difficult because we had success in terms of we won the FA Cup, but lost the Setanta Cup, having got to the final in a game I felt we should have won. Certain refereeing decisions, if you look back over the footage, I felt went against us on the day, and we lost it in penalties. That was something that ragged me, and it ragged me for a long time and still rags me, because I believed that Derry City was a club that should have been All-Ireland champions. It would have been historical, and hopefully that competition comes round again and we'll have a crack at it again. But this club is it takes a lot. It's intense. They do this job. This job's not for everybody, believe me. There's a lot of sleepless nights. There's a lot of hours involved, but it's a privilege. The pressure is immense, but at the same time, I class myself very, very fortunate to be in this role.
What's the difference in the job now from your last stunt at it?
Rebuilding. The last time when I took over, Stephen and myself had assembled a very good side. Stephen left. We got quite a lot of those guys to come back. I brought some new players in, like Rory Patterson and Simon Madden. Brought Stuart Gresham back again from Glentoran. But we had the nucleus of a really good team. This time, myself and Kevin, Marty and Paddy, we've came under a team that conceded 80 goals, lost 20 games, finished third bottom of the league. Two teams below them got relegated. We're getting turned over too easy at home. Getting turned over even easier away, and this time we're rebuilding from the very start. We got to get an identity back to that club. We got to get a hunger back to that club. We got to get a bit of feel for the place again, and we got to have a bit of fight in our team. Is that going to happen overnight? I hope so, but if we're being realistic, it's going to take a bit of TLC to get it back. What I will say is the recruitment from the staff and myself, we're very happy with. The players we've brought to the club, we're very happy with. I think we have players here that can grow. I'll look around the team and see the likes of, you know, Kieran Call coming from Fanhurst, 10 years experience, Patrick McLean, young Owen Toll, Kieran Harkin, you know, Greg Sloggett, Barry McNamee, David Parkhouse, you know, Conor McDermott. The people that's here can grow under this football club for a long period of time. That's not to mention the young Eddie Delaps and Shane McNamee's, and there's many, many others, Jamie McDonough's and Josh Kerr's, many, many others, Ali Gilchrist's. But when I look around it, I think, you know, we have players here that can be here now for a long time, and hopefully they are, because we feel they're the right fit for the football club.
You've seen a lot of young guys, you've seen a few experienced heads too. I mean, you have a good experienced goalkeeper and Peter Cherry. What are you expecting next season, this season coming? What's your aim?
We just want to make sure that, first and foremost, we're hard to beat. We don't concede goals as softly as been conceded in the past. We want to make sure that when people pay money to come under the brand, they will. As a minimum, they'll get fight, and they'll get aggression, and they'll get energy, and they'll get passion from the players. But we also want to play a nice brand of football. We want to use the pitch as one of our assets. We want to try and make the pitch as something that we can get benefit out of. We want to play a brand of football that's exciting and people want to come and watch us. But listen, we're under no illusions how difficult this year's going to be. if you go through the team or the league, sorry, you've got Dundalk, who are potentially, apart from our treble winning team, one of the best teams of all time. You've got Cork that have been at the top end of this league for the last 6 or 7 years. You've Shamrock Rovers that are investing lots and lots of money. They have one of the biggest squads in the country. You've got Waterford that took a league by storm last year and have invested heavily again. St Pat's have spent enormous amounts of football in the off season. So where does that leave us? That leaves us with even more of a fight. That leaves us way more ground to make up. But ultimately what we have here, we're delighted with. Right? We're delighted with the backing we've got from the chairman. But we will fight tooth and nail to make sure that we're competitive with all those big clubs. Nobody frightens us. Nobody frightens us, and we'll certainly have a go. Now along the way we might take one or two wee bumps, but along the way we'll have our wee pops as well.
Where I sit in the ground, it's a lot of season ticket holders, and then you see people who are buying individual game tickets, and after 10 or 12 games last season those seats were empty again, and as the season went on there were more empty spaces around me. You're going to want to try and bring people back, so you have to connect with the community and connect with the fans.
Couldn't agree more, to be honest.
That's a hard job.
It is a hard job.
It's really hard to please in this town.
Well, listen, I was booed off in the semi-final at the Brandywell the last time I was here, semi-final FA Cup. I was booed off losing 1-0 at half-time. We scored an equaliser in the second half. We won the replay 3-1. But it's a hard crowd to please, right? But as I say, we're very much backing ourselves. They fight this year. We want the fans to see that there's something in us. There's passion in us. It's not from the staff, but from the players. We want the fans to relate to the players, and we want the players to relate to the fans. We go for a tour of the Derry Walls and the murals on Sunday to let people understand what this city means to people and what the history of this city is. And that's local people and the people we've brought to the club. We're going to find out everything about this city. We're going to know what this football club's about and its history. We're going to tell people that, you know, where this football club has been in the past and where it needs to get to. That's one of the things that we're working off. But ultimately, we need the fans. We need the supporters to stay with us. There is going to be ups and downs this year. There's no doubt about it, because you can't just hit that magic switch and all of a sudden go from 8th in the league, conceding 80 goals, losing 20 games, they sitting at the top of the three. You know, so it's going to be a process. It has to be a process. And to go along that process, we need a football club. I want to leave this football club in a few years' time in a much better place for the next person that comes in, that they can take it on again and on again and on again, whoever them people may be. And we got to make sure that we get this place back to the very top of that league as quickly as possible.
You didn't come to the club from another club, but you'd obviously watched an awful lot of League Ireland games and a lot of Derry games. So it's not like you're coming in blind here.
Not blind at all. I was working for RTE last year, which was an honour for me as well, in terms of commenting on the league throughout and people tapping into my experience as a football person. So I have every belief in myself, but more importantly, I know the league. I know the players in the league. Myself and Kevin and Paddy and Marty, we know what it takes to win matches in this league. A lot of the times in this league, you've got to earn the right to play, but you've also got to get the ball down and dictate games. It's a fantastic league. It's a very difficult league, and this year I see it as probably one of the strongest leagues that I have seen for the last 7, 8, 9 years.
Everything's going to fall on your shoulders, but you've a great support team behind you. You've brought on some very big names that must have drew other players to the club.
First and foremost, right, when you leave, when you get sacked already, not too many people ring you. Not many people phone you to say hard luck. Not many people are worried about you. So I'm big enough to deal with whatever comes my way. I just hope that the players, with the age profile that they have and the inexperience that they have, is that the supporters get behind them. If there's flack to be taken, look, I've no problem taking the flack. As I say, when you get sacked from this football club, the phone doesn't ring too many times. And people that were so-called your friends don't actually ring you up in and ask you what you're doing. So, you know, that doesn't scare me. I've got a brilliant family at home I can rely on. I've got a brilliant backroom team that I call friends, that are good people, and people that I can be as honest as I possibly can with. So, absolutely, you know, I'll take a flack, it's no problem. But ultimately, I would ask people to get behind the team. I would ask them to get behind especially the youthfulness and the inexperience of our team. and they encourage them, because if they come here on Friday night and there's 4,500 people here, we've got a high percentage of our team has never played in front of that crowd before. So please get behind them, please encourage them, because the one thing that I can promise the fans is that the boys on the pitch will be working extremely hard to make sure they get something from the game.